Exclusive. Representative Hunt demands WH doctor justify Biden's exemption from cognitive exam. Americans have right to know. By Joshua Klein on February 15, 2024. Texas Republican Congressman Wesley Hunt is demanding President Joe Biden's physician provide a plausible reason as to why Biden will not be taking a cognitive test as part of his upcoming overall comprehensive medical exam. Given recent events highlighting the president's significant decline in memory, arguing that the American people have a right to know if the commander-in-chief is mentally compromised. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre cited Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the White House doctor who has served as Biden's longtime physician, who insists that a cognitive test for the president is unnecessary, proposing that the president proves his cognitive ability every day, in how he operates and how he thinks. According to a letter from Hunt addressed to O'Connor and previewed exclusively in advance by Breitbart News, which is to be sent on Thursday, the Republican congressman seeks to clarify the rationale behind not including a cognitive screening test in Biden's medical examination despite precedents and reports of memory lapses. In the letter, he raises serious concerns about the decision to forego a cognitive evaluation for President Biden as a part of his overall comprehensive medical exam, stating that the choice is particularly concerning given recent events highlighting the president's significant decline in memory. Did he get into the beer? Biden incoherently rambles, wanders over to Casket Brewery speech. Hunt also referenced special counsel Robert Hur's recent report characterizing the president as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, as well as Biden's mistaking Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi for the president of Mexico on Monday, describing the instances as just a few in a series of concerning gaffes that point to a larger pattern of cognitive deterioration that, at the very least, deserves a mental examination. Highlighting the matter's possible implications for national security and the president's ability to serve effectively, Hunt explains that Biden is no ordinary patient or citizen. He is the president of the United States and, accordingly, his declining health impacts the safety of American citizens. Moreover, with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization, our country's foreign entanglements, and increasing questions regarding President Biden's cognitive decline, Americans need confirmation that our country is being run by someone with the mental and physical ability to discharge the duties of Commander-in-Chief. Clarifying that such concerns are not right-wing talking points, Hunt insists that it is in the public interest and national interest to disclose any health concerns, including cognitive health concerns, that may impact our national security at home or abroad. The letter proposes the following questions, which Hunt describes as of top concern to myself and the American people, while demanding a response by the end of February. Do you believe that a cognitive screening test is important as a part of a comprehensive medical examination for an American president? If no, why not? White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that you do not believe that a cognitive test is necessary. On what basis did you make the determination that a cognitive test is not necessary? Did you consult with anyone else employed by the White House or by the Biden campaign in making that determination? President Trump submitted to a cognitive screening exam in 2018. Why will you not recommend that President Biden submit to the same cognitive screening exam? Given special counsel Robert Hur's report referencing President Biden's poor memory, why would a cognitive screening exam not be necessary? Regarding the decision to forego the cognitive screening exam, was this your decision or President Biden's? In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Thursday, Hunt expressed his deep concern about the president's health. Given what we've seen from President Biden over the past 4 years and as well as the recent findings in the special counsel's report referencing Biden's memory loss. Biden and his lackeys are so upset about the special counsel's report on his failing mental capacity that they've discovered a new word. Gratuitous. Gratuitous or not. It's a fact. If the president is too incompetent to be charged with a crime, he's too incompetent to serve. pic.twitter.com/35JTCRCVBK. Wesley Hunt, at Wesley Hunch, February 13, 2024. Noting that the U.S. is in crisis, being invaded at our southern border, and that the Biden administration is entangled in multiple military conflicts and potential future conflicts around the world, Hunt insisted that the American people have a right to know if the commander-in-chief is mentally compromised. Consequently, he explained, the purpose of the letter to the White House physician is to seek answers that both myself, my constituents, and the American people deserve to know. Biden's physician has a duty to the president, but he also has a broader duty to the American people, he said. Given the special counsel's report, it's hard to understand why a comprehensive cognitive evaluation was not recommended as part of President Biden's annual physical. Much as the administration and the Democrat Party attempts to dismiss these questions as mere right-wing talking points, people across the political spectrum are troubled by Biden's obvious decline in mental fitness, he added. Get it together, Joe. Biden appears confused during Veterans Day ceremony. Noting a recent poll that found that 91% of independents and 73% of Democrats also share deep concerns about Biden's fitness to hold the office for another term, the congressman concluded that he was looking forward to a prompt response to the questions he sent to Dr. O'Connor. The letter follows HRSA's report released earlier in February, which revealed a serious decline in President Joe Biden's mental acuity. While highlighting evidence of America's oldest ever president's willfully mishandling of classified documents, the report details Biden's significant cognitive decline, perhaps more politically damning than his handling of classified materials, concluding that prosecution is unlikely due to the challenges of proving willful intent beyond a reasonable doubt in Biden's sympathetic public image. The matter comes as concerns about the 81-year-old's age and mental fitness in an election year continue to increase, with questions about his cognitive acuity already making headlines for his having confused a world leader with a dead predecessor twice in February. A May Yahoo News/YouGov poll revealed that a whopping 82% of Americans harbor concerns about Biden's physical and mental health. Republican officials have called to invoke the 25th Amendment, stating that if ever there were a time to do so, now would be it, insisting that if the president is not competent to stand trial, then he is certainly not competent to lead the free world. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.